Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. We're coming to you today from Moorhead, Minnesota, and the Anheuser-Busch grower days at their malting plant. We're now joined by Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. It's kind of a nice day here, at least when we're recording at this time. Not so hot, a little wind, but I think that's not par for the course. And we haven't had rain here, but you can tell me what things look like going forward.
Well, it's become pretty obvious exactly where the dry areas are. If you look at a map of 60-day rainfall, which we have on our Twitter feed, that's at T-Storm Weather, one word, you can see that much of the plains, the southwest half of Iowa, and then into Illinois, have been much drier than normal over the last 60 days. And if you weight that by corn, soybean, and spring wheat production, you can see that dryness at this point of time is the highest of the last three growing seasons at any point in the summer. So basically, the way it looks right now, we haven't been this dry in June, July, or August of 2014, 15, or 16. We're not sure of going much further back because we don't have the data set going to 2013 or earlier. But the point is that it's really dry out there and we need rain. Over the next couple of days, we are going to see a few heavy thunderstorm clusters. We saw one last night move through Minnesota, Wisconsin, into northern Illinois, and into Indiana. That's the same area that is going to see significant rainfall over the next couple of days. We'll see one or two of these thunderstorm clusters pop up somewhere in eastern North Dakota, so just to the east of where you are now, and then stretch on to the southeast from there. But at least the way it looks right now, most of these storms are going to miss these dry areas, and that means that we'll still be dealing with dryness by the time this whole setup is over with by Sunday.
Anything else that we need to be concerned about as we look forward?
Well, that should be enough to keep people's attention. We need a lot of rain. We don't have a lot of rain on the near-term horizon in these dry areas if this forecast pans out like we think. That'll leave us looking for rainfall next week. The first few days of next week won't see any rain, but it will be a lot cooler. A big cool front moves on through Sunday, and that keeps everybody closer to normal for a couple of days next week. As we get into the second half of next week, starting Wednesday and Thursday, it will start to warm up once again. And then we'll see a few thunderstorm clusters here and there. At this point, it doesn't look like these clusters will be large and widespread, but that's exactly what we're going to need. So I think an argument can be made at this point in time that we need a lot more rain, a ton of rain on the near-term horizon, and that's going to keep everybody's focus on rain throughout the rest of this week, and then from next week going forward.
Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day out there.
Oh, I will. Mike Tenorum, of course, is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. You can follow him at T-Storm Weather. And if you can't remember that, you probably all can remember at Commodity Week. And I'll try to make sure that we get Mike up there and his look graphically at where we need the rain up there, too. Thanks so much, Mike. And we'll talk with you again in a week. Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We've been coming to you today from the grower days at the malting plant in Moorhead, Minnesota. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.